How would I use that? Use it quite a bit. In this work, it's depending on who you're talking to, you know. I mean, like you got a nigger or something in here, where you talk above his level when you leave him.
Mm-hmm.
And you just learn how to try to talk to people on their level, you know. And then, I don't know, but just like some of these old niggers afraid you're going to bring them over and you're going to hurt them, and you tell them, well, I ain't going to hurt you. No, I ain't gonna do this, but they know what it's talking about then, you know. I just use them when the time comes up, you know. I haven't really thought about it, but the English teacher did in college.
One thing is, I was kind of curious about, I interview a lot of older colored people, you know, and people have told me, like, I feel like I can't just call them by their first name. That would be really something unnatural to me, just to, you know, address any older person just by their first name. But people have said, you can't call them Mr. or Mrs., you know. The older ones, they'll think you're making fun. Is that what it's like around here?
No, not really. They more or less not expect you to. I don't. I just make it a habit that I don't do it.
You just call them by their full name?
If I didn't know it, and if I should happen not to know everyone, I just talk to them without using the name, but I make it a habit not to call them Mr. or Mrs. or even Miss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it's always yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am.
They say that to you when you say it to
them? I say it to them. Mm-hmm. But I will not address them Mr. or Mrs.
That just seems foreign to you then?
No, not foreign, really. I just never have, and I don't guess I ever will. But I say on the other hand, yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. And why, I really don't know. But on the same token, a white person, I wouldn't dream of calling them just by their first name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put some kind of handle on it, either Mr. or Mrs. or
mm-hmm.
Like say, born and raised, most people just call uncle, you know, or ain't so and so.
To the colored people?
No, white. That's what I'm saying. See, on the other hand, on white people, I will address them Mr. or Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't dream of not putting a Mr. or Mrs. Mm-hmm. Now, that is, if they're not a drunk or something like that, or I work with him like I work with Elmer Lumpkin. He's 55. Well, I call him Elmer.
You call him what?
Elmer, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
I would call him Mr. Ride with him 10 to 12, 14
yeah.
hours a day, you know. But most of the white people, I give them their respect. Well, even though niggers, I give them as much respect I think they need.
Mm-hmm. What about, you said that aunt and uncle call white people that aren't related to you?
Right.
I've heard that people call older colored people aunt or uncle. Like Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben, you know, that sort of thing. Do people do that in this area much?
Oh, yeah. Well, like up in McNeil, where my wife was raised, you got Aunt Jewel, she does a lot of washing and ironing around white people, and